you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You.
I didn't want to do it. You made me want to. And all the time you knew it. I guess you always knew it. You made me happy sometimes. You made me glad. But there were times, baby, you made me feel so bad. You made me cry, Pa. I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you. I want some love. That's true. Yes, I do. Indeed, I do. You know I do. Gimme, 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 gimme what I cry for. You know you got the kind of kisses that I die for. You know you made me love you. I didn't want to tell you. I want some love. That's true. Yes, I do. Deed, I do. You know I do. Gimme, 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 gimme what I cry for. You know you got the kind of kisses that I die for. You know you made me love you.
Oh, and listeners, you make me love you too. Mwah. This is Larry Mazon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the summertime hamlet of Southampton, New York. Summertime, where the living is easy and the streets are clogged with traffic. Well, today is a sort of signal day here on Broadway to Main Street in the aspect that we're sort of ticking off a big box, a kind of bucket list here. We have done, over the last 8 years, about 10 shows dedicated to different decades in the history of the American musical, and this is the last one standing. Today is Broadway, the early days. So these are the songs that appeared on Broadway, that originated on Broadway from about 1904, certainly up to 1919, 1920, that had become standards and classics in our popular culture, all from Broadway. And we'll do a quick sort of survey. I could have played a lot of original recordings, but that gets rather dull after a while. So part of the fun is hearing which present day or more contemporary artists have picked up this treasure trove of nostalgia. That was Al Jolson, of course. That was a song, You Made Me Love You, 1913, The Honeymoon Express, a review he was in for the Schuberts, and there was no more powerful entertainer in these two decades than Al Jolson. But let us go back a little bit. People often ask me, when did Broadway begin? Well, it's a slightly amorphous concept. In the middle 1890s, there were definitely some theaters built north of 42nd Street along Broadway. But in 1904, two signal events happened. One was the subway went through Times Square. The Times Square subway stop was anointed in 1904. And a couple months later that year, a brash young man from vaudeville named George M. Cohan made his Broadway debut performing, writing, songwriter for a show called Little Johnny Jones. So here are two songs from that show, 1904, George M. Cohan, that made Broadway the mythical place it is today.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me, Harold Square. Tell all the gang on 42nd Street that I will soon be there. The spur of how I'm yearning to mingle with the old-time throng. Give my regards to all Broadway and say that I'll be there ere long. Say hello to dear old Coney Isle, if there you have to be. And when you're at the Waldorf, well, you can have a smile and you can charge it up to me. You can mention my name every place you go, as round the town you go. Wish you'd call my gal and remember I'm pal. So just get back home. You can give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street I will soon be there. Whisper of how I'm yearning to linger with the old time throng. Give my regards to old Broadway and say that I'll be there.
I'm the kid that's all the candy. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I'm glad I am told Uncle Sam. I'm a real live Yankee Doodle, made my name and fame and boodle, just like Mr. Doodle did by riding on a pony. I love to listen to the Dixie strain. I long to see the girl I left behind me, and that ain't a josh. She's a Yankee, by gosh. Oh, say, can you see anything about a Yankee that's a phony? I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy, a Yankee Doodle do or die. A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July.
Good boy, kid!
I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart. She's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am the Yankee Doodle boy. Father's name was Hezekiah, mother's name was Ann Mariah, Yanks through and through, red, white, and blue. Father was so Yankee-hearted, when the Spanish War was started, he slipped on a uniform and hopped upon a pony. My mother's mother was a Yankee true, my father's father was a Yankee too. That's going some for the Yankees by gum. Oh, say, can you see anything about my pedigree that's phony? I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy, a Yankee Doodle do or die. A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July.
This boom, ah!
I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart. She's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am the Yankee Doodle boy.
Well, you would assume that was George M. Cohan singing his signature tune from 1904, but you would be wrong. That was a guy named Billy Murray, who recorded hundreds of songs. He was sort of the go-to guy in the recording studio back in the first part of the 20th century. Cohan, for all of his immense, immense influence, only recorded 9 or 10 songs in his whole career, and none of the major ones that we love. Well, that was the brash post-vaudeville kind of Broadway. There certainly was a romantic kind of Broadway, the operetta, which was sort of opera light, a fun way for people who couldn't afford the opera but could afford a theater ticket for $2 or $1.50 to hear wonderful romantic songs with great, great, fulsome, rhapsodic scores. And the genius of that during this period was Victor Herbert, a guy who couldn't have been more popular in the first two decades of the 20th century. Let us hear from a skinny kid from Hoboken, Frank Sinatra, talk about his encounter with Victor Herbert, and we'll segue into Sinatra's rendition of Kiss Me Again from Mademoiselle Modiste from 1905.
When I was a kid back in the Buster Brown stocking days over in Jersey, somebody in the Sinatra tribe who had a spaghetti and vino friendship with some of the big shots of music took me around to a hotel suite where a pink-faced gentleman with wonderful white hair and a smile to make you feel good all over was handing around club sandwiches and coffee. There were a lot of stage people there, and I believe a few skipped the coffee for champagne. All I know is that I was impressed by two things: the nice man and the wonderful club sandwich. That man was Victor Herbert. I only regret now it couldn't happen to me again, when I might make with the sense and wasn't such an icky infant. All of which is by way of coming in on a flanking movement to take over one of Mr. Herbert's best-known songs, Kiss Me Again.
Whispering trees, stars shining softly above, roses in bloom, wafted perfume, sleepy birds dreaming of love. Safe in your arms, far from alarms, daylight shall come, but in vain. Tenderly pressed close to your breast, kiss me. In your arms, far from alarms, daylight shall come, but in vain. Tenderly pressed close to your breast, kiss me. Again.
very strange feeling I ne'er had before. 'Tis a kind of a grind of depression. My heart's acting strangely, it feels rather sore. At least it gives me that impression.
I'm losing all relish for things that were dear. I'm looking for trouble and know it. When someone is near, I'm feeling quite queer. But I heartily hope I don't show it. For I'm falling in love with someone. Someone, girl, I'm falling in love with someone. Head of world.
Yes, I'm falling.
I could love someone madly if someone would only love me.
For I'm falling in love with someone, someone.
Beautiful song by Victor Herbert, sung by Bing Crosby and Francis Langford. That was from Naughty Marietta, another Victor Herbert operetta, which gave us Ah, Sweet Mystery of Life, which all of you fans of Young Frankenstein, of course, know by heart. Well, the major players of this period of the first two decades were Cohan, Herbert, who we heard, and Jerome Kern and Irving Berlin. So let us go to Kern. Jerome Kern cast such an immense shadow over the early part of the 20th century. Here's a song he wrote to sort of interpolate, you know what that means, you stick a song in no matter who wrote it, for a show called The Earl and the Girl, 1905, and it's the song that sort of started his road to fame. And here is Angela Lansbury to sing it. Oh, we know she's mature, but she's not that old. She sang it in the 1946 movie Till the Clouds Roll By, a biography of Jerome Kern. But here is the very spunky Angela Lansbury.
I don't know why I am so very shy. I always was demure. I never knew what silly lovers do. No flirting I'd endure. In all my life I never kissed a man. I never winked my eye. But now at last I'm going to break the ice. So how would you like to try? How'd you like to spoon with me?
I'd like to.
How'd you like to spoon with me?
Well, rather.
Sit beneath an oak tree
I would.
Dance me upon your knee.
And if I could.
How shall I see my lovely son? How shall I see with me?
What a diver.
Definitely believe in Carmen McRae and Sammy Davis Jr. taking that wonderful Jerome Kern tune. That was from The Grill from Utah, 1914, a show that sort of began Kern's real prominence in the Broadway musical. Well, the Broadway musical was such an odd mixture of things in 1910s up to 1919, 1920, all these different kind of styles and performance modes, vaudeville, operetta, British musicals that were imported, and certainly there were personality shows, so people like Fanny Brice had material written for them from an ethnic point of view. And one of the stickiest, but in many ways most interesting sort of subgenre of this are songs about, what would I say, African-American culture in the city in particular, most of which was not written by African-Americans at all, but by white people sort of promulgating a kind of stereotype. But here's a little bit of a trick in that. Here's a little bit of a switch. This is a song you all know if you've seen Meet Me in St. Louis, Under the Bamboo Tree. And it was written by a couple of other people, including James Weldon Johnson, who was not only black, but became the first great chronicler of the Harlem Renaissance after that began in 1919. So here is a song that was immensely popular. It has some stereotypes, but again, it's so interesting that it would come out of some wonderful poets of African-American culture, and then we'll segue into a song that Bert Williams, the great black performer in the Ziegfeld Follies, made popular. But first, Under the Bamboo Tree, Joan Morris and William Bolcom.
Down in the jungles lived a maid of royal blood, though dusky shade. A marked impression one she made upon a Zulu from Matabulu. And every morning he would be down underneath a bamboo tree, awaiting there his love to see, and then to her he'd sing. If you like I like you, and we like both the same. I like a stay this very day. I like a change your name, 'cause I love you and lover you too. And if you love me, one live is two, two live is one, under the bamboo tree. This simple jungle way, he wooed the maiden every day by singing what he had to say. One day he seized her and gently squeezed her, and then beneath the bamboo green he begged her to become his queen. The dusky maiden blushed unseen and joined him in his song. Like I like you, and we like both the same. I like a save this very day. I like a change your name, 'cause I love you and love you too. And if you love me, one live is two, two live is one, under the bamboo tree. This little story, strange but true, is often told in Matabu, of how this Zulu tried to woo his jungle lady in tropic shady. Although the scene was miles away, right here at home, I dare to say, you hear some Zulu every day gush out this soft refrain. If you like me like I you and we like both the same. I like a save this very day. I like a change your name. 'Cause I love you and love you too. And if you love me, one leaf is two, two leaves is one, under the bamboo tree.
When life seems full of clouds and rain, I am filled with naught but pain. Who soothes my aching open brain? Nobody. When winter comes with snow and sleet, Nina, honey, go and eat. Nobody. I never done nothing to know.
Was the amazing Nina Simone turning Burt Williams' signature song from 1910, Nobody, into a much more, what I'd say, universal plea for respect and decency. another aspect of what made the American musical so interesting in the early days, and that's what we're looking at today. This is Larry Mazlon, your host. Today's episode is about all those great songs we never quite got to play from between 1900 to 1919. If you want to know more about the Broadway musical and how it reached people around the world, you can come to Fridays at 5, that estimable series for writers out here on the East End. Fridays at 5 on July 26th at 5, not surprisingly, at the Hamptons Library in Bridgehampton. And yours truly, your host, will be speaking about Broadway to Main Street, how show tunes enchanted America. Well, someone who enchanted America after sort of making some British shows work was Jerome Kern. And by 1915 or so, he started to write his own shows with his own wonderfully unique, somewhat intimate vocabulary for the Princess Theater. And here's a show called Miss 1917. It had songs, some songs by Victor Herbert, but a few by Jerome Kern, lyrics by P.G. Wodehouse. Yes, that P.G. Wodehouse who lived out here in Remsenburg. Here is Sylvia McNair and Stephen Blyer, two of the best performers of this kind of material I know. Beautiful song from 1917, Miss 1917, Go Little Boat.
Soft, softly as over the water we creep, winds seem to sigh. Dark is the night and the world is asleep. Wakeful am I. Slow, slow though the river may flow, soon, soon I shall be safe, safe in the harbor where someone I know waits for me. Go, little boat, serenely gliding over the silver water, riding not but the stars I see.
Makes me feel like I'm on a boat in Great Peconic Bay. That was Sylvia McNair and Stephen Blyer. Stephen Blyer runs a New York Festival of Song, and every late August he does a concert out in Orient. This year it will be August 25th. You don't want to miss one of the great musicians of our day, Steve Blyer. Irving Berlin suited up when America went to war in 1918 and gave his all as a songwriter and as a patriot, as a producer, to do a show called Yip Yip Yaphank. Yes, that Yaphank right out there on the Long Island Railroad. It was called Camp Upton. And he wrote a song that was so memorable, it was reprised in the 1940 1942, This is the Army. Here is Irving Berlin himself singing one of the most famous songs in American culture.
Lift face! Sleeping Beauty, wake up! You gotta get up, you gotta get up, you gotta get up this morning.
Been a soldier quite a while, and I would like to state the life is simply wonderful. The army food is great. I sleep with 97 others in a wooden hut. I love them all. They all love me. It's very lovely, but oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I'd love to remain in bed. For the hardest blow of all is to hear the bugler call. You gotta get up, you gotta get up, you gotta get up this morning. Someday I'm going to murder the bugler. Someday they're going to find him dead. I'll amputate his reveille and step upon it heavily and spend the rest of my life in bed.
Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning.
The guy who wakes the bugler up.
And spend the rest of my life in bed.
Yes, the favorite song of 11-year-olds everywhere by Irving Berlin. Well, war was declared, the armistice was signed, and in 1919, the Ziegfeld Follies produced one of the greatest shows ever in Broadway history, a real welcome home to show what America had become in the last 20 years. Here are two songs from the Ziegfeld Follies of 1919, both written by Irving Berlin, whose star is very much in the ascendant at this point. The first is sung by Vic Damone.
Like a melody that haunts you night and day, just like the strain of a haunting refrain. She'll start upon a marathon and run around your brain. You can't escape. She's in your memory by morning, night, and noon. She will leave you and pretty girl is just like a pretty tune. Thank you. she's in your memory. By morning, night, and noon, she will leave you and then come back again. A pretty girl is just like a pretty.
Cantor, of course, singing the song he performed, written by Irving Berlin, a chum, throughout their careers from the 1919 edition of the Ziegfeld Follies. Well, the book musical starts to stutter along in fits and starts right before the 1920s. Here's a song from one of the most popular and enduring of its day, Irene. And here is Joe Stafford to sing the wonderful song from that, Alice Blue Gown.
In my sweet little Alice blue gown, when I first wandered down into town, I was both proud and shy as I felt every eye, and in every shop window I'd prim passing by. Then in manner of fashion I'd frown, and the world seemed to smile all around. where a fashion I'd from, and the world seemed to smile all around, till it wilted. I wore it. I'll always adore it, my sweet little
Oh, yeah. That was not Al Jolson, of course, but Aretha Franklin from her Soul Sister album, turning one of the last great hits of the turn of the century in her own inimitable fashion. That was a song written by George Gershwin, and I think Buddy DeSilva wrote the lyrics, or Irving Caesar. And it had been around, he played it around, and Jolson heard it at a party towards the end of 1919 and said, oh, I got to have that one. And he stuck it in a show called Sinbad, and it was one of the biggest hits he ever had, and actually the biggest commercial hit that George Gershwin ever had. Well, I hope you enjoyed our two-decade romp through the early part of Broadway's songbook. Again, such an interesting time. Some songs that are somewhat primitive by contemporary standards, but boy, are they endurable, and it was so great to hear so many different contemporary artists perform them. Maybe we will revisit that, but that actually means we finished. So if you go on iTunes or check any of that stuff out, you can actually go decade by decade now and hear all of the 20th and part of the 21st century on Broadway to Main Street. Well, there's one place to end. Actually, we're going to end in 1920 for a show called Sally, written by Jerome Kern. And here is a song that, just expresses the optimism of that period so brilliantly. And I'm thrilled that it's a very contemporary rendition of our good friend Bill Charlap with Tony Bennett. So we always look for the silver lining here at Broadway to Main Street. And we'll have Mr. Bennett and Mr. Charlap take us out.
Look for the silver linings. whene'er a cloud appears in the blue. Remember, somewhere the sun is shining, and so the right thing to do is make it shine for you. A heart full of joy and gladness will always banish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side of life.
The time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.